2:10 p.m. Save. Let's do it. Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner,
hit it. Hey, everybody. Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
I hit it with them backwards today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Are we on right now?
Yeah.
Oh, we're back. Okay. Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. Big shout out to Noral Toyota for your ongoing support. We do appreciate it. This is a timed episode because I need to take people to the airport. So this is the first timed episode that we have where it's literally... We have to be on time, and I set an alarm on my phone.
I also got you setting the alarm at the front for funsies.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I started it a couple seconds early, so they see what you're doing.
Love it. So, yeah, it's set for PM because we're filming this in the afternoon. We just talked about Life Force because that's where we were filming there all day.
Yeah, they were awesome.
They were awesome. Love them.
Yeah.
Love all the ladies, Kate, Angela, Becky, Sky.
The fact that you remembered all of those names is...
Jackie.
Yeah.
And then the daughter's name I forget.
Peyton.
No, there's two daughters. I was going to say Peyton, but I think Peyton was the one that didn't film. But anyways.
Yeah.
The fact that I remember all those names tells you how much I enjoyed my day there today.
And how much they help you.
That's right. I love Life Force. They help me with my vitamins, my ongoing health, soul, mind, body. Got a new piece of jewelry while I was there today. Bingo, bango.
Yeah, suits you.
Thank you, my man.
You're very welcome.
I don't know if I'm going to put it in like the rotation every day. I think it depends on the outfit, but I don't know. Maybe. At home, what do you think? Can I get away with wearing like another hand with some jewelry on it? Who knows? I'd love to hear your opinions on it. But what we were also talking about until we found out the mics were not working.
Was my bomb couch.
The bomb couch.
Yeah.
You can't overhype your couch enough, bro.
No, and
it's so good.
It's funny because, like I said before, my friend who came up and visited didn't believe me, but it was a common reoccurrence with my couch is that nobody, because I hype it up quite large.
That's right.
Nobody believes it's really going to be that comfy.
That's right.
And every single person who sits on it goes wide-eyed and believes it's going to be a problem.
That's right. Your couch is so comfortable that people would rather sleep on your couch than the ample amount of beds that are in your house.
Yeah, we have like a couple of spare bedrooms in my house that are available with beds. There's a couple other couches, and I have friends who actively will choose the couch over a free opened bed.
Colton being one of them.
Yeah. Marcus being the other.
Yeah, and I was there, and Colton was like fast asleep when we got back. And he was on the couch, and I was like, I know there's beds. And you know what? He made the right choice.
100%.
He made the right choice.
Yeah, that is my go-to nap spot in the day.
Oh, facts. Yeah,
you open the blinds just a little bit to get that like beam of sunlight on you.
Yeah.
You wake up real sweaty like you didn't expect to nap. It's fantastic.
That's right.
So that was my couch.
This weekend I spent the most time I've ever spent in your house.
Yeah.
And I did a little bit of snooping.
That's fine by me.
And I told you I did a little bit of snooping after I was done the snooping. And I went in your room.
Yeah, and you saw all the Hot Wheels.
I have to say, you became, and I didn't think this would be possible, bro. I got to be honest with you. You became cooler after I saw your bedroom.
Yeah, it's sick, right?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like everything that I thought it would be, but way, way more.
Yeah, and like all the Hot Wheels on the wall, you get lost in them.
It's not a childish bedroom by any stretch of the imagination.
No. Well, other than like Hot Wheels. 300 plus Hot Wheels.
That's right, on the wall. That's right. But you would assume if somebody tells you, hey, I got 300 Hot Wheels in my room, you're like, this is going to be a children's bedroom. And you go in there and you're like, this is far from a children's bedroom.
No, I have it pretty figured out.
Yeah, yeah. Your whole basement setup is for where you live in it is on point.
Yeah.
The rest of it, the randomness, which is very much you as well, it's just like...
Like a sink in the bedroom?
Yeah, like in the other bedroom. Where you're just like...
The carpeted bedroom?
Yeah, you're like, what? And like, what's going on here? And
that sink works too.
I don't doubt that for a second.
Yep.
I don't doubt that for a second.
It's a real working sink.
And then like the craft room, I'm like, why did anybody build this? And like some people at home are thinking like, hey, we have craft rooms. And it's just like, no, no, not like this. You don't.
No, this is like a craft sliver.
Yeah. And it was like made specifically for somebody who was just like, you know what? I just need X amount of space for my crafts and I want a room for it. Not like, oh, I have a room and I'm going to do my crafts in it. Like, no, no, no.
No. Yeah, so, that is definitely and that connects to the stair storage, like underneath the stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, super weird.
Yeah, so you guys aren't the first owners who live there. No. You purchased the house with the quarks.
That room was there. The basement that we had used to have three other rooms, like an open living room.
Yeah.
And then we had a computer room, and then we had a hot tub room.
There was a hot tub room in there?
Yeah, with a hot tub in it.
Wow.
Yeah, we actually had to like cut the
hot tub
in half to get it out.
Yeah. The other thing that I found super interesting about your basement was in the living room component, it's set up as a living room, but if you're going to watch TV.
Yeah.
And there's
no TV.
There's no TV in sight.
No.
Like, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I was just, I sat there and I was just, I sat in the chairs and I'm like, okay. And then I'm like looking over, I'm like, okay. Because like, it could have, because it's an open space.
Yeah.
You could have set it up like for more of like a conversational area.
Yeah.
But no, it's there to like view.
Yeah.
But there's nothing to view.
No.
And you can't put anything where the view, like there will never be a TV there. It's awesome.
But there's Hot Wheels.
There's lots of Hot Wheels. There's Hot Wheels everywhere.
Yeah. And then the upstairs is a whole nother ball game.
Yes, right.
The bathroom is something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can legitimately get lost in it.
Yeah, 100%.
Not because it's huge.
Well, but
it's good. It's big.
And it appears huge. Like there's a lot of mirrors.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was a fun house. I really enjoyed the amount of time we spent in it this weekend.
I appreciate you coming over.
Yeah, man. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had a good time. We had a good party. We threw another we're not calling it bangers anymore, though. We're calling it mixers.
Mixers.
I like that. I like it.
I hate when I have good ideas.
Yeah. Mac City Mixers. We threw another mixer. It was well attended.
Yeah.
Like, the first one was, like, a soft opening, and we invited hardly anybody. And it was attended well.
I would say probably 20 people at the max and about 30 people that came through total.
Yeah, 30 people that came through. That's like, especially for the space that we had allotted for it, like
that's like double what we did last time.
That's right. So yeah, hey, listen, if you showed up to the Mac City Mixer just to like walk in, even if it was only for a minute,
appreciated it.
Yeah, it was good. I had a great time.
Yeah.
Actually, it was more than it turned out to be more than a one-day event. It was only supposed to be one day.
Yeah. It turned into, I had a whole weekend.
You had a whole weekend. I had a
day and a half.
Yeah, because we had a VIP guest that we invited for the mixer who couldn't make it.
Which was arguably just as good as the mixer.
That's right. So we had a special soft opening just for him the day before, which was only supposed to be 4 hours and turned into be a full shift.
Yep.
Like it was
very, very fun.
That's right.
I hope our VIP gets to come to one of them eventually.
Oh, yeah. That VIP will definitely be back again.
Oh, 100%.
We need to, like Joe Rogan has this podcast that he does with his buddies and he calls it Saving the Park.
Yeah.
Save the Park episodes. It's like four other comedians that just come and they're specifically for that. I feel that when this VIP guest comes, we need to have a title for when we hang out.
Yeah, like a special. Who would be the other three people you would want in that?
Oh, no, just when he shows up, just for him.
Oh, you wouldn't add like two other comedians?
No, and we're not like recording it. There can be more people that are around.
Oh, okay.
But when the three of us combine,
it needs a title.
It needs a title.
Yeah.
Like I have my brother-in-law, example, has a few friends that when they get together, they form Shitty Voltron. because they are not a well-oiled machine and probably shouldn't hang out together, but they do combine, and like it is a thing, and they're shitty Voltron.
Yeah, that's like me and Colton. When we get together, we're finally excited because we share a brain, and now we have two brain cells.
There you go.
Yeah.
So like it doesn't have to be a title, but you're like, hey.
Yeah, we're a superpower together when we share our two brain cells.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, two brain cells, shitty Voltron.
Yeah.
Like, we need to come up with a name for when the three of us combine to. Well, it'll come organically.
Yeah. Yeah. I have some ideas.
Yeah.
Just so, like your car name, they don't get set.
Yeah. 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 So I liked your idea for the new vehicle. Shucks, I almost said it out loud and ruined the episode. But I like your name, but I struggle with it because I can't remember, like, because I don't know. But I think I'm going to call it
what you wanted to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's fair.
But it's on yours.
Yeah.
So we can, I listen, guys, I know when you hate when I do this, when me and Tanner talk VIP things or that you're unaware of and we allude, you're just going to have to tune in to watch the Toyota series of me getting a car. And then we can talk about what I'm nicknaming my new vehicle from Toyota.
And I definitely think that if you want to know more about the things we allude to, you just got to hang out with us more.
That's right. We eventually get to it.
Yeah. You just got to come on and hunker down.
Yep, that's exactly it. So, listen, I'm going to cut it short before my alarm goes off because I did not factor in the time to pack up and go. Okay. So we're going to wrap up this show. This is another episode, YouTube exclusive. Thank you for tuning in. There will be more, but I got to take a friend to the airport, so I got to go and I don't want to be late. So,
hey, the VIP.
There you go. So, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Definitely appreciate it. Thank you, Toyota, for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.